Kathy was supposed to speak tonight, but she cannot make it out of the house, so I'm a substitute. And I told her, she called early and said she didn't think she could do it, and it's kind of short notice on Monday, so the Lord had given me a thought, and so I called early back and said, I think I can, I have something. And I do have something to speak on tonight, and it really, I will say this truly, it's from the Lord. I didn't study very long. I just, Lord gave it to me, and I just started kind of going down on paper, so we'll see where it takes us. Turn to 2 Corinthians in chapter 3. Yes, sir, Erlene spoke on this Sunday, and I was paying attention pretty good, and I was really, really, on this chapter, the doors were open wide, from my understanding, by the Holy Spirit, and I really, really got a blessing from this chapter, in a lot of different things. But she spoke on this, and if you weren't here, I think all of us were here, so maybe Pauline wasn't here, I don't know, but chapter 3, and get a CD, because it was really good, really good. Several verses spoke to my heart, but verse 3 is the one that I'm going to speak on tonight. So 2 Corinthians 3:3, well, we'll start in 2. Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone, but in the fleshing tables of the heart. This really struck me and brought me back to a lot of different thoughts. I remember Jack speaking on this a lot, would say this about that was written on the tablets or the tables of our heart. And it's very important. It said we are made manifestly, which means to be made real or clearly visible. And we are made manifest as the epistle of Christ. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I did not pick this out as a coincidence. Chapter 3, and I want to read verses 5 through 7. And the reason why I want to read this, and you'll see why. 1 Corinthians 3, starting with verse 3. Let's see, is that right? Oh, I'm sorry, starting with verse 5. Excuse me. He said, in verse 4, he says, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Now I want you to remember this, that God gives the increase. It's all from God. It's all from God that his word was given to these men, especially Paul, to write the word of God by the Holy Spirit. So everything in here is God's word. And a simple way to look at this in another way is that Christ used Paul to minister to the saints at Corinth. But why did he? How did he do it? By the Spirit of the living God, not with ink, and not in tables of stone. And I want us to stop here for a minute, and I want to go to Exodus. And this just talks about the stones, the tablets, Exodus 24. But I just wanted us to look at it. It's just something to read and let our eyes fall upon it. That's Bible, I tell you. My old Bible is a lot better, but it's so beat up I can't really read it. If you're there, just give me a minute. I'll be there someday. Exodus 24, 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me in the mount. You notice he says, come up to me in the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written it, that thou mayest teach them. Okay, he's giving this to Moses. We know what happened. He didn't get to teach him much of anything, because when he came down, they were already worshiping idols. And then go to Exodus 31. It's just another verse that kind of speaks the same thing, just a little different. Exodus 31 and verse 18. And he said, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. So everything that's written, whether it be on this stone or in this Bible, is all written by the Spirit of the living God. All by God, not by man. Whoa, that's pretty bright. Not by man. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. In Psalms 40, verse 8, it says this. This is what David says. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Right? He wants to do the will of God because, why? Because it's written within his heart. God speaks to our hearts. If you allow him to come into your heart, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. As you get into the word, it should be in your heart. It will be in your heart. You know, when it's in your heart, it won't go away. It'll be there forever, as long as you continue to look unto the Lord. We should all be like David. It should be a delight to do the will of God. Whatever God has for you, whatever God wants for you, it should be a delight for you to do his will. In Psalms, I want to read this one, Psalms 51. Psalms 51 and verse 10. We sang it tonight. This is what, I used to look at this verse a lot, and I always prayed to the Lord many times after I read this verse, this exact same thing. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And it's really, really important for me, because sometimes, you know, as we walk around this earth and everything, the people we meet and things we run into, our heart gets a little battered sometimes. We want to kind of pick on people and judge them and stuff, or we get mad at them or something. But really what we want the Lord to create in us a clean heart. Do away with the old heart. Do away with the fleshy heart, or the stony heart, I mean, and make it a flesh heart, a heart that's clean, and it's renewed within the Spirit of the Lord. Let's go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31:33. Yes. Jeremiah 31:33 says this, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, their minds, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now this is what he wants for Israel, a new covenant, he says. He wants Israel to know that this is what he wants for them. He wants to be in their hearts. He wants them to be his people. They are his chosen people anyway. But he loves them so much, and he wants them to come back to him. And I think in this day and age, there's a lot of Jewish people that are turning back unto the Lord. They're being drawn together. Jeremiah 32 and then verse 40. Next chapter over. God says this, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me. God wants us to be put him first. He wants us to trust him. He wants to make a covenant with us forever, through all eternity. You know, he sent Jesus down here so that we would have that covenant forever and that we would dwell with our Lord someday in heaven. But you can dwell with him now within your heart. It's an everlasting covenant. And the operation of God. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 11. Ezekiel 11, verse 19. Now, this is what the Lord says right here, okay? The operation of God, that's what I call it. And I will give them one heart, and will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Now, we know that he's talking about Israel and stuff. He's talked about us too. Since we were grafted in and everything, this is for us too. The Old Testament is for our admonition also. There's a lot of verses in here. People say, well, that's for them or this or whoever. And, you know, that's old. It doesn't really mean anything. Well, it means a lot. It's God's word. If God only wanted us to read the New Testament, that's all he would have gave us. He would have done away with the Old Testament, and all we'd have now that we know would be the New Testament. Be a little Bible, and it would just be from, you know, Matthew on. But it's not. It's still the whole Word of God. You've got to do the whole Word of God. It's important. And then I want to go one more place in the Old Testament, and that's back to Isaiah 55. Jack liked this Isaiah 55 a lot. And I know he read in it a lot. And I just loved it when he spoke in here several times. And I'm just going to pick verse 3 out of this. Now, there's so much more in verse 1 and verse 2, but I just wanted a verse 3 out of here. Chapter 55 of Isaiah, verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So it's important, okay? So now we got the Word of God. We know what it says. He wants to create in us a clean heart. He wants to give us a heart. He wants to write on the tables of our heart. But this is what he said. He said, you've got to incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and he'll make an everlasting covenant with us. So we have to be willing. We have to yield to him. Think about it. The operation of God, an everlasting covenant. And remember when we read in 2 Corinthians, our chapter, chapter 3 and verse 5 through 7, remember what verse 7 says. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God giveth the increase. It's all up to God. Philippians 4:13 says this, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And in that same chapter in Philippians 4, it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Okay? God's word has been written on the tables of our heart. It's very, very evident that he's written the word on our hearts. We read it here, but it should go dwell in our hearts. You know, because it's important, right? If you want to give a testimony to someone or you see someone, how are you going to tell them? I mean, if you carry a Bible with you everywhere, which is okay, and you can stop and you give somebody a scripture or something you think the Lord's directed you to give them, fine. Or if one comes from your mind. But where does it really come from? Right here. Got to dwell with inside of you. The more you read this, the better understanding you get by the Holy Spirit, the more it builds your heart. Your heart becomes full. and fuller with the Word of God. And as your heart is filled with the Word, it's easy to give out words of encouragement to others. Because as the outward man perish, the inward man groweth. Your heart grows. I want to say this, this is a side note. The Word of God written by the Spirit of God moving on the heart is far more valuable, it's more precious and permanent than any ink or even in stone. Because stone decays or is broken or destroyed, as we saw. We know Moses broke the tablets. But only in truth of God's engraved on the heart, no hand but that of God could reach the heart. Not man, but God. Attended with life-giving and life influence by the Holy Spirit of God through Jesus Christ. And I would say this. Again, I will say, God's Word has been written on the tables of your heart. I encourage you to look deep into the heart of God's Word and open your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit. Be receptive to what God has for you, okay? And I'm going to say something that you heard in grade school, and I think somebody said this a long time ago when they were speaking. There's three things you do. You stop, you look, and you listen. Okay? First, you have to stop and look into God's Word. Get into His Word. Ask the Holy Spirit. And then you got to listen to what the Spirit tells you. Okay? So I'm going to close with Revelations. Revelation 2. Earlene knows already what this is. We should all know what it is, really. It's at the end of the chapter. Or no, it's not. It's in verse 7. Chapter 2 of Revelation, verse 7. He says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." It's a short message, but very simply, just think about the tables of your heart. God is writing on it every day, if you let Him. And it's important to take in the Word and let that dwell in your hearts. And I just hope that God may bless you always, and that you continue. Really, it's very simple equation God has given us. Stay in the Word of God. Forget all the other stuff. It's not going to last a while. It ain't worthwhile. It ain't going to last. The Word of God will last forever. Eternally. And that's all I have for tonight.